Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Brew. I'm your host, Rocco DeSangro, and joining me on today's podcast is our president and founder, John Maroon, and our chief operating officer, Jen Ranahan. And today we're going to be talking about Maroon Works. It's a new division, adding to the three divisions we already have here at Maroon PR with Maroon Plays, Maroon Gathers, and Maroon Cares. So guys, the first thing I want to ask you is why this has come about, the Maroon Works side of things, and what we're looking to accomplish going forward, and I guess the spirit behind it. What I want to ask.
Thanks, Rocco. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, right? So I think this idea all kind of came to fruition over Christmas break last year. The best things do, right? We're sitting around watching football games and having cocktails. And this whole idea of this whole notion that Jen and I talked about for some time previously was that, okay, 80% of our work might be in these three areas. And that's, you know, nonprofit work, it's hospitality work, and it's sports, right? And so how do we lean into that? And do we lean into it? And for years, I've had some reservations about really jumping into that because I didn't want to alienate other businesses, right? But the more we thought about it, the more we talked about it, and then just sitting at home thinking through, okay, if we did this, how do we do it? What does it look like? And we came up with these three names, Maroon Plays, Maroon Cares, and Maroon Gathers. And then Sarah Hill, our great graphic designer, did a tremendous job putting creative behind it. And we decided to lean into it, and it made sense. And the other thing that didn't happen is it didn't dissuade other businesses from working with us, which is great. And so as that started to evolve, we started to think, okay, well, we certainly don't want people, because we're out there with our website, we're using it as a sales tool. We don't want people coming there and thinking, well, I'm an accounting firm, or I'm, you know, a roofing company, and Maroon can't help me because I'm not in one of these three verticals. That's when we decided, well, we should have more of a bigger net.
It really helps us, I think, sell those three verticals better when we can say, yeah, Maroon Gathers, look at all this work we've done. We have a whole vertical for this, right? Versus alienates the others. Like it's just a tool for us to help brand that type of work we do, because we have so many great case studies and so many, like, such expertise in those areas. Like, why not build them up? And then as we've kind of evolved this year, that point around, we have a lot of other businesses. And recently this year, we've been doing a lot of project works for businesses that are more B2B focused. So they're trying to hire and work with other businesses, and also hiring campaigns, and kind of more of this, how a company operates. A lot of those types of projects have popped up. So that has led us to really think about, okay, well, what are we missing here when it comes to our verticals?
Right. And boom, Maroon Works, which is, it's a bigger net, right? It's like kind of everything that doesn't fit under the other three calls Maroon Works. But I think the lesson for anybody out there is, you know, lean into your expertise a little bit. You know, it took me 19 years to really want to lean into it and really kind of identify it publicly, even though we had known, and Jen and I had been talking about it for 10 years. We didn't really decide to lean into it and really try to own it until very recently. And it's been a good thing. So I think half the battle sometimes is, if you're thinking, we do a lot of work in this area, but I don't want to be pigeonholed, is that you got to lean into it and just kind of make sure that you're positioning it in such a way that still opens the door to other avenues.
And I think the beauty in today's world of that is that because of your owned media channels and all of the ways that a company can talk about themselves, it allows you to have a little bit of different, you know, sub brands maybe under your main brand, or just different verticals to lean into, because you can talk about it and you can segment stuff really easily through your website and your social content. And so that's another great way.
You guys talked about kind of opening the doors for Maroon Works. So with Plays, with the sports side of things, pretty self-explanatory how you can, you know, get PR for sports, whether it's an event or a certain client. Like, the event's happening, like, you got to find creative ways, obviously, around it. But like that is the big seller right there. On the gather side, with the restaurant, food and beverage, hospitality industry, a lot of times clients are creating new menu items. Their chef might want to talk on the news. And on the nonprofit side, you always have these nonprofits like giving back in more ways than one, and holding events and hosting things. For Maroon Works on that side, I feel like the because stories from the outside looking in, they might not always look like they're there. Our job and our goal is to find a way to tell those stories and make those happen. I guess, how does Maroon PR make an impact that way through the Maroon Works side of things? And like, what have been some like prime examples of doing so?
Here's the bottom line. Every organization has really cool stories, and they have stories worth telling. And now, thanks to the skills of Emma, Semini Casalaya, and Sarah Hill, and our account teams, we're able to bring those stories to life through really compelling content pieces. But I think it's a discovery. Maybe sometimes organizations themselves don't think they're interesting, and they don't find that. But you talk to them, you find really cool stories on the behind the scenes. You, like Jen alluded to earlier, they need to hire more people, or they need to get in front of them, or they've won a big award that they want to celebrate. You know, a couple of examples of that currently that we've been working on very recently are O'Connor Plumbing, which is a great family-owned business down in Frederick, third generation. They're looking for more plumbers. They're hiring. So we worked with them for a while. Alliance Material Handling, they are an employee-owned company, what they called an ESOP. And getting that story out there about why that works and why that's a cool business model that others should consider. You know, ServPro just became the ServPro here right in our backyard, just was named best franchise by ServPro in the nation. That's over 2,500 franchises. So they want to celebrate that. So there's always a reason. There's always a story to tell. But now the cool thing is, back when we started, earned media was the only way you could tell your story. Not anymore. We could tell it a million different ways, but the key is really being intentional, listening, and finding those stories.
Yeah, and I think a lot of companies that are more kind of in the service industry don't really look at their owned content as a way to drive business and to drive growth. And that is a way that we really help those businesses as well. Like, to John's point, there's so many stories to tell. And yeah, some of them might work for a media story, get coverage, but there's plenty of more stories about your employees, about the way you do your business, about the owner, to really share that through your social. And businesses want to work with businesses they like. People want to work with people they like and who they know. And really, that's a really big part of doing business. And so the more you can tell your story and use those social channels, and you'd be surprised at companies that are kind of like, oh yeah, right. Like, the light bulb goes off thinking that they don't really have social content, or it's not worth, no one's going to hire me through my social media. More about the branding, opening up your company so people can get to know the company and want to do business with you.
Guys, is there a specific example or a time where, you know, you're talking to someone that falls under the Maroon Works, like where you're having a one-on-one or you're at a networking event and this person's just like, oh wow, like, we do need public relations. Like, we think that would be a great fit for us and something that we would kind of want to do and enjoy going forward. And you've had that conversation and it does turn that light bulb on in their head and they're like, okay, like, I think we might want to work with these guys going forward. Like, what has that instance been?
Well, there's been a few different things like that, Rocco. It happens a lot. You know, most recently we were talking to a client that she was actually approached by, she's had the business for decades and they've never really been, they're more of a B2B kind of business and they've never really been active on social media. And she was approached by her team, her leadership team, saying, what are we doing? We're missing an opportunity. And she didn't believe it. She's like, no, we're not built for that, whatever. So she and I had breakfast and then I said, look, why don't we, and this goes back to what we talked about on a previous podcast about just meeting people and getting to know them, putting yourself out there. We, Jen and Sophie and Amanda and I went over to their offices and we sat down with their leadership team. I said to the owner, I said, let's just hear them out. Maybe it won't make sense for you. Maybe it will. Well, it turns out it does. And like, we're kind of advancing that ball. You know, there's other things too that come to mind, Rocco, when you start working, and I'd encourage anybody out there, like, we always say we drive growth through relationships. That's our tagline. But really, to mean it, look at all your clients very holistically. Make sure that your team's communicating, because oftentimes you'll be able to partner. Maybe it's somebody in Maroon Cares with somebody in Maroon Works. They're looking for a nonprofit partner. That very recently happened, Rocco, is because you were a big part of it, with Alliance Material Handling, which is a big company in Jessup that primarily works with forklifts and some racking systems. And they want to do something philanthropically, and we partnered them with our friends at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Baltimore. And that came together. So I think there's the overt stories. There's the way to kind of like tell a story through earned, owned, and paid. But then there's also other ways you can bring value to the table. And that's looking at everybody, looking at all our clients saying, okay, who else, who do we know in our circle, whether it's clients or friends or past clients, that we can bring together and enhance that storytelling.
A lot of the work, you know, we do with some projects, you know, could be around anniversaries or, like, to John's point, awards and such and stuff like that. But oftentimes the client doesn't know what they want till we start talking and having those deeper conversations. And so, okay, you're having an anniversary. Well, yeah. Do you want to make a donation? Do you want to do something for your employees? Do you want to, you know, hold a nice big party for your employees? And we can help with that, right? So there's ways that our services go beyond just the media placements or just the social media posts. It's really looking deeper into the company and how we can help them on, across a lot of a front.
I'll tell you one thing that's ironic, and I think this goes beyond just Maroon Works, but I think it's for anybody out there working with your various clients, any either whether agencies or you know, vendors, for lack of a better word. The irony is that the longer you work with a client and the more you get to know them, the better work you're going to do for them. So on the client side, it takes a little bit of faith, a little bit of patience, a little bit of stick-to-itiveness before then you see things really click. And if you look at our client list, and we're very blessed to have multiple clients that have been with us more than 5, 6, 10 years. And those are the ones that we are deepest with and we do really great work for because we've gotten to know them so well and they really count on us and we know their ins and outs. We know their goals for the year and whatnot. So I would encourage people that are looking to hire a vendor of any kind or an agency, be a little patient, know that it's going to take a little bit of time. And if they feel like the right fit for you, stick with it a little bit because the longer they're with you, the better they're going to do for you. And conversely, if you're on the agency side or the vendor side, you know, get more creative. Don't just think about our scope of work. That drives me insane. Like to me, if you look at the contract after it's signed, you got a problem. If you look at scope of work after it's signed, you got a problem. Your goal right then is to get after it, get busy, get creative, and do whatever you can to help the reach their goals. So I think it takes a little bit of, you need some willingness on both sides to make a marriage work.
Absolutely. All set, John. Going forward with Maroon Works, what is, I guess, the next big project or projects that kind of are on the horizon for our team and some of our clients going forward?
So we're right in the middle of this nice project with, like John mentioned, with Serve Pro and working with them across a lot of fronts. We're getting them some nice coverage for that big industry award that they won. We're putting together some creative paid opportunities that not only celebrate this award, but celebrate they have a woman business owner. So like highlighting her in a new way. So that's been some really great work.
Well, another example is, you know, we're working with a big cryptocurrency exchange. I think one of the largest in the world called Coinbase. And really what Coinbase has some key markets around the United States. And you know, what they want to do is in Maryland is get their story out there more, have better relationships with some of the key news gathering agencies. Cryptocurrency is a harder media relations play because even the media members who I've talked to, while they're intrigued by it, it's too much. They don't understand it enough to write about it. And they feel they're very intimidated by it. So what we're doing right now is working with the Baltimore Sun, which is of great interest to Coinbase, and trying to find time for one of their writers who's very eager to learn more to have just an off-the-record conversation with one of their executives. And again, it isn't this immediate. It's not about pushing out a press release. It's not about just immediate ROI. It's about taking the time to realize the obstacles. Their obstacles that they face on media relations is that a lot of people just don't get it. Crypto is weird and it's hard and it's confusing to people. So they avoid it, even journalists. So to really kind of take time and do that. So that's been, I found, very interesting and very fascinating in a whole new world that we're trying to learn about as well.
Absolutely. And guys, like, this is a great episode. It was great learning more about Maroon Works and the great work we're doing going forward. And if you're more interested in learning more about Maroon Works, be sure to check out our website, maroonpr.com, or just reach out if you'd like to simply have a beer with us, because we'd absolutely be open to that. That's going to wrap it up for John Maroon and Jen Renahan. I'm Rocco DeSangro. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.